Pork Checkoff Trade Committee Chair Brian Zimmerman says strong global partnerships and rising demand across the globe for U.S. pork meant that despite record prices, the pork industry continued to see growing revenue from exports. But still, according to Pork Checkoff Vice President of International Marketing, Becca Hendricks, the industry faced many challenges. Those challenges included market closures, increased competition, export port issues, a high-valued U.S. dollar, and global trade shifts. But just 5 years after setting an aggressive goal of 10% growth in real per capita consumer expenditures, the National Pork Board announced it did meet that goal with 15.7% growth since 2009. National Pork Board President Dale Norton says 2014 was a fantastic year of growth, and overall, he said there was less pork to sell due to the impact of the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, so growth in the second half of the year came largely from higher prices. MPB centered its consumer messaging in 2014 on pork's inspiration as a menu item and for creative home meals. Pork Checkoff Vice President of Domestic Marketing, CeCe Snyder, says the pork expenditure results offer solid insight into what the Checkoff views as a consistently growing consumer demand for pork. Heading into a year of higher supplies, she said consumers must be reminded of pork's unique combination of flavor and versatility. Now, the Checkoff will debut a new TV advertising campaign in May and measure consumer response. MPB also surveys pork producers each year to gain insight to the condition of the pork industry, and from the most recent survey in November of 550 producers, producer support for the Checkoff has increased again, now at 89%. Opposition declined to a low of 5%. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.